Welcome to the 5 Minutes to Sexy podcast, where you will learn how to achieve your sexy potential in 5 short minutes a day. Join Lucy, the sexy mama coach, on the modern day mama's journey to achieve a happy, fulfilling, sexy
But then
life.
A couple of months into it, I was going to networking events and being really, I felt really young and I looked young. I mean, I thought I looked young, a round face. I still look like I'm in high school. I told a lot, but I wanted to stand out right away. So I would try to take leadership positions in these networking groups. Mm. And, so one of the positions was a social media manager or social media officer. And I was like, I'll take it. Like, I've been doing that all my life. That's second nature to me. And basically one day, and I did this not thinking it could be a business. I just thought like, that's easy. I'll do it. Until one day someone asked me, well, like, how much do you charge for your services? Like, what, like, how can I hire you? And then I started playing with this idea with a friend who ended up becoming my first client. And then it kind of just snowballed from there. So that was back in 2013 when I officially filed my fictitious name and my business license. And it's just been so fun ever since. We've been evolving. I started off as a social media manager. And just, you know, just as I'm sure you know, and a lot of people that are probably watching this know, the internet is constantly changing. It's constantly growing. I just found out from my fiance today that Facebook ads are beginning to get blocked off online for certain, like it's a thing on Chrome right now where they block off the Facebook ad pixels. So crazy stuff, but it's constantly changing. And that's how I was able to evolve into having a team of experts so that we can collectively grow together and collaborate and be like, okay, so you saw that change too. Okay, what are we going to do about this?
Yeah.
So that's how it started. And today that's what I pretty much do. People come to me and we do a discovery call, kind of what you have as well. And we see where they're at. We take stock of what they have and what they need and what they want. And then we go from there.
That's awesome. Wow. Yeah. That's a really cool story. And it's, yeah, you did a great job at condensing it too.
Yes. Yeah. Trust me. That could have gone on for an hour easily.
It's like, what was your process like? Well, let me tell you stories I'm sure along the way that are worth diving into, in future conversations. I can't wait for that.
Yeah, so totally.
The most passionate, or what are you excited about the most right now?
Yeah. So, right now I'm most excited about Facebook Live. And it really bred from my love for my passion project, which I started in December. So it's called the Filipino American Woman Project, which is based on my heritage and where I descended from and where my parents came from. And it's the passion project came about because as a Filipino American woman, I didn't find a lot of resources about myself. And as a millennial trying to Google about myself, I didn't find a lot of things about myself other than how to date a Filipino American woman, why you shouldn't date Filipino women. You know, it's a lot of dating stuff. And it just wasn't a positive message that if I were to become a mother of the Generation Z, I think the generation that comes after us, and they're going to be born into this, like I want to at least do what I can to be proactive ahead of time, whether it's for my future kids or someone else's future kids, but to create a space online where these little girls can look up stuff about themselves because they're going to do it anyway, whether it's through our stuff or their friends' stuff. And what I hope to leave behind is a trail of stories by people that look like them, that look like me, that say, hey, the only commonality we have is that we're in America, we're female, and we have Filipino descent. But because there's a whole thing about the Philippines I can get into, how we're so dispersed and how we leave our motherland and mm-hmm. we make a living somewhere else and we rarely come back home. Yeah. But if for the people here, there's so many stories. There's not like one cookie cutter story about us. And that's mm-hmm. why as women, we're coming together to share our personal story about our background, our family. And hopefully through those stories, the people who watch this down the line, will see a part of themselves in it and find meaning and find answers to whatever they're facing. And so I felt like the best platform to start this was Facebook Live because everyone knows Facebook. Pretty much a third of the world has a Facebook account, I think, at this point. Yeah. In the last six, we've been doing this for like 9 months, 10 months now. You know, our videos have reached over 100,000 impressions. Wow. You know, and we've only done 25, maybe even less than 25, like actual interviews.
Yeah.
But it's been making me really excited. And on top of that, it's been making other people excited.
Where can people go to learn more about Social Turtles?
Yeah, so it's really simple. You just go to socialturtles.com. So turtles is plural because you can't socialize with yourself. So socialturtles.com.
Awesome. Well, I'm so excited. Thank you so much for taking the time to do this interview, and also especially for taking the time to be with us at the event on Saturday. Thank you again, Jen, and thanks everyone for joining us. I hope you have a great week.
Awesome. Thanks, Lucy, and thank you everyone as well. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to 5 Minutes to Sexy. For more on how to be a sexy mama, visit sexymamamovement.com. See you there.